Georgia Tolley edits a wedding blog called Before the Big Day, and Stacey Lawrence is co-founder of an organisation called Flash Mob America. Now, the idea of proposing by Flash Mob has obviously crossed the Atlantic, but what is so good about it? I asked Stacey Lawrence, shouldn't it be done in private?
Oh, I think it's incredibly touching that the boyfriend would orchestrate such a massive expression of love. And that moment where the girl realizes it's all for her, you can't buy that.
Yeah, but what percentage say, actually, no?
In my experience, no one has ever said no. Usually when a guy comes to us, she's told him a million times how amazing and cool she thinks flash mobs are. It's her dream to be in one. So he's pretty sure it's going to make her happy, and it's not just some crazy idea he had.
Georgia Tolley, you've just got engaged?
I got engaged about 6 months ago, and it was a very lovely, very private moment. We were in the Alps, and he wrote, "Will you marry me in the snow?" And it was just the two of us, and it was very lovely indeed.
Right. What do you think of what happened? How would you have felt if you had been in Piccadilly Circus today with lots of people witnessing that event?
Well, the music was very uplifting, and it was very beautiful. And but I would have died of embarrassment. Absolutely, I'm very English. I'd like to do these sort of emotional moments in private. I would have been mortified. I mean, I would have been pleased that my future husband made the effort, but it would be so not him and so not us that it would have felt very, very strange indeed.
Stacey Lawrence, I mean, is it mostly men who do this, or is it always men who do this?
In our experience, yes, it's always the guy who does it.
Always the guy. So, right. And how do you explain that?
Well, I think that it's this ultimate act of romance, you know. And I think that, you know, the girl is seeing it on the internet. She's watching it on television. And she's creating that sort of bucket list and that dream that of things that she wants to do. And he's really tuned into that.
Georgia, do you think this is then a case? I mean, you're saying you think your British reserve would have got the better of you. I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just a culture thing, and it'll happen more in the States because people are just more open.
I think that might be it. I mean, in America, people are a lot more sort of showy-offy and outgoing, and that's a fantastic side of the American culture. Here in the UK, I just can't see people really engaging with it. I've seen some of the films, and the girls just look like they want to sort of fall into the ground. And it's not that they don't want to marry their future husband. It's just that everyone's looking at them, and it goes on and on. The songs are often more than 3 minutes long, and you kind of get the idea at the beginning. And, and you can see them freeze like a sort of rabbit in the headlines, going, "Oh, God, what's going to happen next? What are they going to do? Maybe they'll get the whipped cream.